Good morning. It's Saturday morning. The date is the 11th. Yeah, the 11th of November. And there's a beautiful mist rising just in the valley. I'm going to take some photographs and put them up so you can see what I've been seeing over the past half hour or so since I got up. The time is now about 10 minutes to 8. And I'm just sitting here at the table with my coffee and just thinking about the day ahead, making my plans. As you can see from some of the photographs that I'm posting, I have got the sitting room half painted. I'm going to be really busy over the weekend, so I won't be free now until possibly Tuesday, actually Tuesday morning, which is when I'm going to get back to this painting. So it was taking a bit longer than what I'd planned for. But that's okay. I don't live on a schedule. Well, I tell a lie there. Yeah, it is a bit of a schedule because, of course, I'm very active across social media. And talking of social media, I have opened up my second YouTube channel, and it's called Fairywood Cottage, and I'll explain a little bit about that. My channel on YouTube, Built in the Cottage, has been active now for, I have to keep thinking how long this has been, since about 2010. I think, beginning of 2011. So we're talking 12, 13 years. And I've never allowed advertising on that channel because I don't like advertising. It actually makes me feel a bit sick. Advertising. I suppose I am a child of the 20th century when advertising took off and suddenly there were big billboards everywhere. I mean, for example, a lot of it can be very in your face, but not actually saying anything in terms of advertising other than the brand. So I was up in Omagh, which is my hometown, on Wednesday. I went to visit my brother, Phelan. And driving into Omagh from the Enniskillen side, what you see is not the spires of the churches. You've got two beautiful churches, one either side of the street, on the top of a hill called Church Hill, and those spires just go right up into the clouds. I mean, they're beautiful churches, very Gothic, very beautiful, very Gothic. One is Church of Ireland and the other one is Roman Catholic. Well, it was always the case when you were driving into Omagh that there were the church spires in all their beauty and all their glory. Now, guess what is rising up in front of those church spires? Now, obviously not as high, but from where it's situated, it overtakes the whole skyline as you drive into Omagh. Begins with M. Are you getting it? I'm not even going to say the word, but there was a little bit of a song about a farmer with the same name, okay? So that huge M is just there, covering the skyline. So I despise advertising. I think if a product is good, it's going to spread by word of mouth, okay? Advertising on that level is just horrible. But anyway, because my YouTube channel has been shadow banned all these years, it has been so very slow in climbing up into a sort of acceptable subscriber number. I've actually been watching this over the past couple of years. It kind of reaches a certain level one day, and then it drops back. And then the next day, it goes up maybe by half a dozen, and then it drops back by half a dozen. It's obvious shadow banning which is going on because I don't allow advertising. So my second channel is going to have advertising on it. And we'll see what happens there. It's going to be very interesting. But anyway, that's not the reason why I'm doing a second channel. I've opened up a second channel because, as I've been talking about over the past, couple of years, I want to move my experiences formally beyond the confines of Bealtaine Cottage and the woodland. I've been feeling for a while that I've actually accomplished all my goals here. And the one thing that I am very afraid of is any kind of apathy setting in. I'm very much a person of high energy and I thrive on creativity. I just thrive on it. It gets me out of bed in the morning. And to feel as though I'm sitting back on my honkers, you know, just saying, well, here I am, this is Bealtaine Cottage, this is the woodland, this is it. It doesn't inspire me as much as I want it to. Now, of course, having said that, this is the longest amount of time in my life that I have ever lived in one place. The longest time. I left home at 16. So I lived in Omagh for 16 years. I then went to London. Now I was 30 years in London, but I moved from one residence to another, you know, as you do in London. You sort of, it's a fleeting society, you know. You don't really spend X amount of years in one place. So this is actually the longest period of time I've ever lived in one house. My word, that time has flown. That's a bit scary. Time has flown. So opening up the second channel, which is called Woodland Cottage. Sorry, it's not. It's called Fairywood Cottage. I chose the name Fairywood because having planted a woodland here, you're all aware, those of you who follow the YouTube platform Bealtaine Cottage, you're all aware that within that woodland is a fairy wood. And indeed, that's where I dug down several feet to release the water from an aquifer which is below the fairy wood and which today provides a running stream from the fairy wood through the woodland and out into eventually the wide Atlantic Ocean, which connects, when you think of it, connects Bealtaine Cottage to the entire world because water holds memory. Think about that. So, Fairywood Cottage seemed very appropriate for my journey beyond Bealtaine Cottage and woodland. So the water that's coming from the fairy wood is going out into the world. And I, from the fairy wood, am going to go out beyond the confines of Bealtaine Cottage. And that's what the new channel is going to be about. And I want to take you to places of enchantment and magic and history and feeling of touching base with ancient Ireland. So I have a few places just to start with. I was writing out a list of the places I want to take you to, and one of them is the incredible grave of Queen Maeve of Connaught. And Queen Maeve of Connaught is interred within a huge cairn. It's possibly the biggest cairn in Ireland, if not the British Isles, if not the world. And it's on top of Knocknarea. So I'm going to be climbing Knocknarea, bringing you with me to this incredible cairn, allowing you to see what I see from the top of Knocknarea, sharing the entire experience with you, and talking about Queen Maeve, who she was, what she has accomplished, and how she lives on within this cairn. So that's going to possibly be the first journey that I invite you to come along with me. Ireland has probably got, I'd say definitely. Ireland has definitely got the most ancient sites relating to the Celts and the ancient peoples of Ireland. In the whole of Europe, if not the whole of the world. They're everywhere. A lot of them haven't even been documented because, as you know, Ireland became a nation free from empire in 1922. Not that long ago. And one of the departments that the new government opened up was the Board of Works. It's called the Board of Works, but that covers all the ancient sites in Ireland. And the documentation of these sites began then and has continued. And a lot of the sites are documented but haven't been explored yet. They're on a long list of ancient sites to be investigated. So this excites me, the whole idea of taking you on this platform that I'm starting out into ancient Ireland, transporting you into ancient Ireland, is quite thrilling. So, and a feature of this exploration will be that I will bring with me my dowsing pendant. I actually use the white quartz pendant now as a dowsing tool because I find the energy within that quartz aligns really well with my own energy. So I'm going to be bringing that and dowsing each site. I'm going to be asking very specific questions as I douse and focusing in on very specific images and trying to find or build up at least a picture of the energy on these sites, but also where the energy is focused, and asking other questions, which I think the dowsing will release answers to me. After all, I did douse for what is the Springwell and the Fairy Wood, And it's never been in question when I've picked up the dyeing tool to dye anything. I've never questioned that it won't reveal answers to me, because it always has. So that's basically what the new platform on YouTube is going to be about, Fairywood Cottage. And I think you understand now why I chose that name and what is going to make up the core interest in this platform, or on this platform. So there we go. I hope you have a lovely weekend. I'm going to be very busy outside now this weekend, and I've also got a visit to make, and I've also got some people coming to visit. So it's full steam ahead. Blessings to you all.